From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of master naturalist Rebecca Lexa, today's topic is dogs and cats. Many of us at the Friends of Willapa National Wildlife Refuge have dogs in our lives. These beloved pets are our companions, but as much as we love them, we need to leave them at home when we visit the refuge. As the name suggests, a wildlife refuge is set aside primarily for wildlife to thrive on. As habitats shrink and are fragmented, this land is increasingly important for species survival. Many are easily frightened by the presence of dogs, even those on a leash, and this disturbance can disrupt wildlife feeding and raising young. Running or flying away from dogs also costs these animals precious energy that they need for migration or surviving throughout the year. Additionally, dog waste can carry pathogens that are dangerous to coyotes and other wild animals. Cats also carry potentially lethal diseases like toxoplasmosis, and even well-fed outdoor cats hunt birds and other wildlife. Often, these are eaten or discarded away from home, so you may not know how many animals your kitty is catching. To help wildlife, keep dogs on leashes when out walking, and don't let them chase birds and our other wildlife. Leave them at home if you're visiting the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. Indoor cats, who are only allowed outside on leashes or in large outdoor enclosures, not only don't kill wildlife, but will live longer lives on average, which is better for everyone. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.